This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden promised the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was, quote, 4 years of neglect and abuse, end quote, of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, quote, America cannot afford to be absent on the world stage, end quote. He appointed an envoy to push for peace and said the U.S. would end all support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. The president called for Yemen's warring factions to end their conflict, but experts said Friday a real solution appears out of reach. Several supporters of arrested Burmese activists showed up outside a Mandalay court where the activists were brought for a court appearance. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Supporters hauled flowers, hoping to get inside the court compound, but were not allowed to do so by the police. They flashed the three-finger protest gesture that's become a symbol of defiance during civil disobedience gatherings in recent days. For those who are against last Monday's military coup, the supporters sang the song Kaba Makaya Bu, or We Won't Be Satisfied Until the End of the World, which is sung to the tune of Dust in the Wind, a 1977 song by the American rock group Kansas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Speaker of Democratic Republic of Congo Senate, Alexei Thambwe Mwambwa, tendered his resignation Friday, according to a letter seen by AFP, in the latest move to sideline allies of former President Joseph Kabila. In a letter to the Senate Supervisory Bureau, the former speaker said, "Trust no longer exists between a group of senators and myself." This is VOA News.